This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Planning for retirement is something many people do. Where we'll live, how we'll live, and how to pay for it. What kind of home we'll have, and what kind of activities we'll do. What many people don't plan for is when the day comes that we need to retire from driving. But it's something we should include in our plans, says Matt Nasworthy of the AAA Auto Club in Florida. He joins us now, and we make plans for so many things, but this is one of the things that frequently gets overlooked.
Yeah, you know, nearly 83% of older drivers report never speaking to a family member or their physician about their safe driving ability, and that's not a good thing because, you know, the life expectancies are getting higher, and frankly, you know, we're outliving our driving ability by anywhere from 7 to 10 years now. So there is a point in life where you get to where you may not safely be able to operate a vehicle, but there's other ways to get around and stay independent, and we want those type of conversations to start happening with our parents, you know, anybody that's, you know, older and looking at that driving retirement age coming up. And there really isn't a set age because everybody obviously performs differently behind the wheel. But it's definitely a conversation you want to have.
That can't in many ways be an easy conversation to have.
You know, we recommend a couple of things for folks going through this. First of all, you know, start early and talk often and make sure you're positive and that the person that you're speaking with, whether it's your parents or whoever's involved, is an engaged and has some sort of ownership in that plan as far as what's going to be happening and when. You know, whenever folks try to do sort of an intervention or, you know, get the family together to talk with someone, that is not a good idea. It's usually best if those are one-on-one conversations. You know, avoid generalizations, you know, lumping the driver you're speaking with into a group that, you know, he or she may not be in, and just focus on the facts and develop a plan. You know, it's something that isn't happening often enough, and frankly, it needs to.
What are some of the reasons to have this conversation?
You know, folks that aren't driving anymore are twice as likely to be depressed. They're about five times as likely to be in an assisted living facility. So we want to keep our older folks as independently able to drive vehicles as long as they possibly can, but also to do that, you know, safely. So once it gets to a point where you're compromising safety for that independence, that's really where that driving retirement should come into play.
I am thinking about the one-on-one conversation. For me to have that conversation with a parent, there would be safety in numbers. See, I think so. My sister and all these people, but that would feel to them like I'm ganging up.
You're ganging up. Exactly. Exactly. And it just, we've just found that that's not a good formula for getting to a good place where everybody's happy and everybody has a plan to keep, you know, everybody safe.
Now, in the long run, as you know, people age and their bodies change, there are some changes people can make or little adjustments they can make to their cars to keep them driving a little bit longer.
Yep, absolutely. There's adjustments you can make with your seat and your mirrors to make sure that you're seeing more of your surroundings. You know, we have a lot of resources on seniordriving.aaa.com that can help folks kind of navigate this process. And, you know, obviously there's a ton of driver's ed instruction there and everything like that. But, you know, we just recommend that start the conversation. That's really, you know, the first thing and the primary thing to ask, because that's just not happening out there. People aren't talking about it unless, you know, there's a crash or something happens or, you know, it's raised by the doctor. It should never get to that point. It should be, those conversations should be happening more often.
We've been talking with Matt Nasworthy of the Florida AAA Auto Club. We'll have a link to senior driving information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts.